Welcome to episode 335 of the 8-Bit Geek. First time here? Well, let me explain what this show is like. It's a lot like going to work on a Friday. Let me explain. You know how it is. You go in, you sit at your desk or clock in to your retail store, fast food, whatever. And you have the next 2 days off, and all you need to do is get through the next 8 hours. You're happy to start working. Then the news comes. Becky called out. Well, shit. She was your backup today, working with you all day. Now you have to pick up her slack. That makes the day even more busy. Then the meeting happens, takes up way too much time. Then you're asked to put together a data sheet or stock an area that isn't yours. Once again, suggesting that, you know, this can relate to anyone, really. Your lunch falls on the ground. Someone spills liquid on you. You have 2 hours to go when your boss tells you you need to stay later. You know, it seems Becky didn't tell anyone that the project she was working on was critical. She had to finish it before Monday. So there you have it. Just when you thought it was going to be a fun, easy day before the weekend, it turns into a nightmare to get through. That's just like our show. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two guys who constantly call in to screw over their coworkers.
I'm Doug.
That was the fastest you've ever answered.
He's like, and with us are two guys, Doug.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug, it's me. It's Doug. I'm right here.
Me.
Pick me.
The most selfish person in the office. Everyone knows it. That is not true. I'm already like stocked back up on sick and vacation time because of how little time I take off. I had a kid a year ago and took like 3 months off, and I'm almost already maxed back out.
Does your stuff roll over? Does your PTO roll over? Because I have like, if I don't use it by the end of the year.
Yeah, no, it rolls over.
Mine, nice. I only roll over one. I only get 1 week of rollover. Everything else I have to use or I lose it.
Yeah, retail's a tough one too, because it's hard to like just plan out a vacation because there's so much availability issues to like really take a full week off.
Nah, we do pretty good. Costco yeah. Takes care of their employees pretty well. So
good.
Especially like with Ashley and stuff working in the corporate office and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty easy. Pretty easy.
That one place that was a stop for games was not as easy. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you like what we're talking about and you want to be more involved, you can always head over to our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. We got a ton of info over there for you. We got links to all the other shows. We got a link to our Discord channel where you can hang out with other like-minded folk, have some fun conversations, get to know people. I'm pretty sure that, we're about to have a wedding soon from two people who met through our Discord. Pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, no pressure, Caleb and Franca. Am I right?
Oh, names got dropped.
Can't wait to hear about this later, where it's like, we're not getting married because we're in a modern relationship where it isn't defined by marriage, because marriage is puritanical. And there's no reason for any of that to exist anymore, and the whole marriage system's stupid. I'm Caleb.
You can say that's a weird Caleb accent. That was very, very like Caleb Barry White.
Caleb, can I ask you how you feel about Parks and Rec?
Yeah, right.
It's going to bleed over so much. It keeps going. You can always support us on Patreon. Patreon is a great place for you to go and get some extra content from us. For as little as $5 a month, you yourself will get pre-shows, post-shows, daily shows, interviews, shirtless shows, shirtless pictures, bottomless pictures, from Kevin.
Yeah, he's right. I was thought about that for a second. Right. I was like, right. Oh yeah, I did do that.
You were in your underwear. So.
I mean, we try to put as much as we can over there for you to say thank you for giving, essentially, what is this Starbucks cup of coffee every month? I mean, you spend more. Let me break it down for you, motherfuckers.
Some Taylor just chimed in on the chat. I didn't have to wait until tomorrow. Time to go.
Saga shout out. I did listen to Saga this week.
And it was Caleb really has left the chat.
This was a good episode this week for you Saga fans. I listened to it on the drive home today. I didn't tell you, Doug. I apologize. But hey, I did listen to the newest episode.
The one that came out today?
Yeah. Because I was driving home. I needed my road music.
Listen. I want to get back to Patreon. Stop putting this over. Saga's on Patreon as well, but I wanted to break this down. Y'all motherfuckers go to Starbucks every day and get yourself a $10 venti grande el
Paso
Texas coffee. Okay, and then you go to McDonald's and spend $7 on that Big Mac breakfast sandwich, which also should be a thing if it's not already. And then, not only that, then you get some snacks, and then you go out and get lunch and spend $12 there. By the end of the month, you spent $15,000 on Starbucks and fast food. Can you give maybe five to a great podcast where you're going to get a ton of extra content? You know you can. Holla at your boy.
I don't think that's how math works, but okay. I like it though. I like your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
The numbers are a bit off.
But jerkonomy.
Trickle down jerkonomy.
But we do thank you for everything that you do for us because of what you do on Patreon. We get to do the fun things that we get to do to give you more content, like go places, do things, and do giveaways and all that kind of shit. So we're going to do that. Hey, Doug, are you prepared to read some names? Because we haven't done it this month, and it'd be nice. People want them shout-outs. And his eyes say yes, but his body... his eyes are telling me no, but his body is telling me yes.
It's really sad that we listened to that song in 2019 and we're like, oh no, that was probably written about a 14-year-old. Oh.
Hashtag
R. Kelly.
Hashtag R. Kelly.
Hashtag R. Kelly.
All right. Okay. Shoot.
He's getting it. He's pulling it up. He's getting it. He's getting it.
I thought we were still talking about R. Kelly. I was like, oh, he getting it. All right. It ain't from the one he wants, though, but.
All right. I've got the list up of patrons, I think.
Here we go. Big shout out to everybody. So we're going to run down your names, and Doug's going to take it away because he loves doing it.
I love it. All right. We got Ryan, Mark, Ed, Lawrence, Kevin, Draven Holt, mandatory username, Cutie QB or whatever it is.
Nice.
Cutie QB, Gone Off, Windrus, Michael, Lauren, Doug's favorite Brit, Josh, Random Hero, David, Snorkel, that is a classic, Tyler, Jana, Byron, Jonathan, Drew, Fat Freak Donuts.
Nice.
Floor Salami. That's always not possible. My favorite. Manuel, Michael, the Dubstep Kid, Sean, Leonard, Zaylin, Dr. Roxo.
Shout out.
Oh, shit. Shout out.
Pete, the Majestic Goose, Robert, Travis, Merle, Kane, Brett, Benny, One Step Down. Who the fuck is Kenny? Not Chad. Robert, Star Citizen, the C word. That's all one name. Julian, Kev Makes Me Hard.
Whoa. Shout out?
Nope, that's just a little side note I wanted to throw in there.
Well, shout out, Doug. Holla at me later. I'll raw dog you. Give you a clem dog.
Chris, Carl. Did you like... Sorry, we're going to go to Saga real quick. Did you like the part with the clem? Okay.
I laughed my ass off, and I'll wait for my royalties.
Carl, Christy, Joshy, Francisco, Link, Jimbo, Eric, Linz, Caleb, but probably not for much longer, Crassy, Stage Tech Lucy, Mado, and the Moose.
Shout out.
Shout out.
I was waiting for Jeremy to get his. He didn't see his Pokemon.
I know. My Pokemon Trainer Club, they quit, man. They said, forget it. They didn't get
to save their money probably, for a new Pokemon.
Probably needed another Pokemon pack. Fucked up, man. It's real fucked up. And then the other Jeremy, he quit too, so I can't shout out to my own name anymore. Fuck. What's a man gotta do?
At least we'll have floor salami.
We'll always have that. But I do like the fact that somebody changed their name to the Star Citizen. C-word. Because we always talk shit about Star Citizen.
Oh, that's been up for months, though. He's been doing that for months. Yeah.
Yeah, I've said Star Citizen for a while now.
Oh, but, I guess I never noticed it.
Yeah, but it's probably because of how much we talk about it. So
shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out.
All right, every week we take a little break before we get into the news to have a little bit of fun from something that we haven't done in a long time, like misconnections to reading scripts and more. We like to lighten the mood a little bit, and we're doing 2 weeks in a row. I'm probably going to have to make a segment for this and like music and all, because there's so much content, so much more than misconnections. And so we're going to read reviews of products found on the internet. So Doug, you got the first two. I'll take the second one. And then Kev, you're going to, you know, bring up the caboose. So Doug, take it away.
Okay. All right. First two. So the first one is important to know that the photo that goes along with this is a picture of an absolutely terrifying, realistic King Penguin mask.
Yeah. That's scary.
This, yeah. I thought of you, Doug, and I was like, this is what this man would do. This review is essentially written by you.
No, I'm not this mean. So it says, I wear this mask to sing lullabies to my children. This is from, and what's really great is this is from Sir Chubbs. So I started to think this might be Daniel.
Shut up.
It says, I wear this mask to sing lullabies to my children. They are terrified of the mask. Whenever they protest about their bedtime or ask for too many sweets, I whip on the mask and they soon know who was the King Penguin.
No, I'll go to bed, Daddy.
Oh, God, stop.
Not the King Penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, are those called King Penguins? I think they're called Emperor Penguins.
No, I'm not sure. Emperor, yeah, I don't, because there's so many different penguins out there.
Maybe there's both.
Except those assholes, the Tuft Puffins. I don't know why my mother-in-law hates Tuft Puffins. I don't know why. She just has like a grudge against them.
I read the next review. That's fun. All right, hold on. I can't read this. I have to bring someone else onto the show to read this one.
Okay.
It's too good. So we're going to call in an audible, and I'm just going to, hey, Sean, come here.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, he's back!
What's up, fellas?
Oh, hey. My God, I haven't heard from you in years.
It's been a bit, Sean. Right? You guys tried to cut me out of the show, but I'll find my fucking way back.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been a bit. It's been a bit. And if you're listening to Saga, it might be a little bit longer.
Oh, so what have you been doing?
Rip. So, you know, just writing reviews on Amazon these days.
Oh, yeah. Have you retired from the dating life?
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, okay.
No, in fact, this one is related to my dating life.
Okay. So what is it?
So I ordered a 55 gallon drum of Passion Lubes. It's a natural water based lubricant.
Wait, what kind of lube?
Passion. Passion.
One more time.
Passion. Passion.
Passion.
Yeah. I figured if when I say it, it sounds like my name.
Oh my God! Look at the reviewer name too.
Oh!
Oh my God! How perfect is that?
It was fate.
I did not notice that either. That's hilarious. It's from me, Sean. So, my review was almost too effective. As UPS discreetly unloaded my 55-gallon drum, the driver accidentally spilled it onto my driveway. Any amount of cars can now fit into the garage.
Oh, boy. I'd feel terrible if that was on an incline, too. Good luck.
You know it is.
Well, thanks, Sean, for hanging out.
They just slide right in. Yeah, no problem.
Miss you, Sean.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
So, I had to buy the lube in a 55-gallon drum to save money because I'm not getting paid for being on the shows anymore. So, times are rough.
That's okay.
But my sex life isn't. If you want to say, what's up? All right, bye, guys. See ya.
Bye, Sean.
Bye, Sean.
Jesus.
All right, so next one up is... I was looking at a headset reviews when, I guess this is from Adam. He said noise canceling. So, not so funny story. Someone in the apartment unit above us got stabbed.
Oh my God.
According to the cop who interviewed us, the attacker rang the upstairs doorbell. And when the guy answered, the attacker forced his way in and stabbed the guy. You want to know what the scary part is, guys? I didn't hear a thing. Thanks to my amazing HyperX Cloud 2 headphones, I got them on Amazon for $99.99 with free shipping. These things worked as advertised. Probably the best noise-canceling headphones I've ever owned. 10 out of 10. Would buy again. I want to see that on advertising. Yeah. So good, you could stab a man.
Yeah.
They're so good, you could sleep through a man getting stabbed.
Yeah. Well.
That's noise canceling.
All right, Kev, what you got for us?
This last one is, it keeps the car cool, but has issues. Mm-hmm. This one's from Joshua. The review is really hard to drive with this. This is one of those sun visors, like it's Max Reflector standard accordion shade.
Mm, mm-hmm,
So it says, it's Amazon verified purchase, by the way. I love this product. Keeps my car nice and cool. But I will say that the only defect I've found so far is that it's very hard to drive with this on. I've had over 5 wrecks since I've purchased it. Now... Oh, God damn it, Jer.
What? Why?
After my first, it's cut off.
No, it's not on my screen.
It is on ours, bud.
It's on ours.
Well, yeah. Maybe if you got 4K monitors.
I do have a 4K monitor.
It's on my 4K monitor.
Well, shit, prove it. Anyways, continue.
How's that?
Hey, there now it's cut off.
There you go. Now we're good. Okay. Back to my review. After my first fender bender, I decided it was best to roll down the window and stick my head out to see the road. But even that is hard because my eyes and mouth dry out so very quickly. Since then, I've purchased some swimming goggles and a snorkel, which has helped out tremendously during long drives. Picture Ace Ventura style, just fucking head out the window. Overall, I'd recommend this product, but only for those who are good at driving without being able to see the road. I love that 158 of 209 people found this review helpful. You know that like those like people who didn't find it helpful were like, yeah, me too, bro. Me too.
And in the chat, they say, pair up that screen with the headset and you've got some goddamn peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's a full on. What do they call those chambers that you go in where it's like the
sensory deprivation?
If only the upstairs neighbor had spilt a 55-gallon tub of lube, he would still be alive today.
That's the thing. That was the UPS driver that spilled it. He got stabbed for doing it. Sean's the main suspect.
Oh, my God.
It all comes together.
You can't prove anything.
Damn.
If you like that segment, go ahead and submit some reviews to us. We might read them out if they're good enough. Okay. So it's a lot of fun. Those are good stuff. Maybe it's a permanent one. Maybe it's not. I don't know. The guys haven't said so yet, so we'll talk about it later. But until then, let's talk some top box office news, where it is still scaring its way to the top spot with $39.6 million this week for a total of $150
million. Nice.
In 2 weeks.
What is?
It Chapter 2.
Oh, it was a joke. You said,
damn it, you got me with it. And I, you know, I was doing that joke for like a week, and then it escaped me because it was over.
Doug, have you seen it yet?
Way to go.
No. I've seen what yet?
It Chapter 2.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, okay. See it.
I don't have time for this, Kev. I've got two kids.
Go back to got two kids at home.
Hustlers came in number 2 with $33 million. Pretty good. Not bad at all. And then
I want to see this.
Number 3, Angel Has Fallen. And it's fallen down to the third spot, making a total of $60 million in 4 weeks. I remember
what a drop off though, also between the top two films and then everything after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
imagine making $60 million and saying like, oh, see, it's not good anymore. You have to pass $100 million now. Remember when you made 60 and you're like, hell yeah, we did really good. The budget was only $40 million, so that'll get a sequel.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go. Well, it's already halfway funded to make the sequel.
Yeah. So we've got some movie news here, and we got some news coming out of Apple. Apple is joining the subscription service for TV, and they're calling it Apple TV Plus. And you may have heard us talk about it a while ago, but now we have a launch date and the cost. So it's launching November 1st. So they're trying to beat Disney to the party by 11 days. And they're also launching it for $4.99 a month.
Okay. That's not bad.
They've got...
Everyone's lowering... Like, all this competition is making everyone lower their prices.
Mm-hmm. Now, they've got a ton of exclusives to their own, you know, thing. To their own service. But the problem that I have with this is that they're not, like, giving it... I just don't feel like Apple ever fully commits to services like this. Mm-hmm. I feel like they half-ass it just because they can get into that arena, but I just don't feel like they ever take it seriously. Like, the things that they didn't announce are, what other shows other than originals are you bringing to the table? Like, are we getting any content from past TV shows? Like, are we getting any seasons of anything? Like, have you bid on Friends? Like, are we getting Seinfeld? Are we getting Cheers? Like, you know, what's gonna keep me waiting around while you guys are making these shows? And the other problem I have with it is that they don't have a ton of shows to keep you around. I know it's the start of something, but when you see Disney come out and they're like, "Hey guys, we're launching with a ton of originals in the first year and over 5 billion past TV shows and like episodes to keep you busy and movies." Yeah. It's kind of hard. It's a hard
sell. Disney Plus has over it right now. Is it Disney Plus? Yeah. Is the, well, again, I was a little disappointed with like the movie lineup. They're like the day one release for movies, cause there's only like 2 Marvel movies on it. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, but at the same time, it's like, oh, but 5,000 episodes of TV shows, like all Disney original movies, Disney Channel original movies, mm-hmm. like, oh, shit. You know, it was a fuck ton of stuff. And I say 5,000. I don't even think that's right. I think it was way over 5,000 like episodes of TV. But it was just like all this stuff, plus all their, you know, new weekly shows and stuff. But I will say, I am impressed with some of the stuff that they're talking about for the.
Yeah, I mean, they've announced some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
They've got an untitled show with Rob. Is it? It's McElhenney, right? McElhenney.
McHenry.
No, it's McHenry. It's Mac from Sunny.
Mac from It's Always Sunny and Charlie.
But, yeah, yeah. So they've got a, they're coming up with a comedy series for it. They've also got a animation series coming from the creator of Bob's Burgers.
Nice.
They've got the, they've got that
A musical animated comedy. Did you say it was musical? Because it's a musical.
Sorry, it's a musical. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even better.
Which if, yeah, which if you guys have been watching Bob's Burgers over the last few years, I mean, it started as just like, a really good cartoon, but then like, I think they realized like, man, people really love it when we do music on this show. Mm. So it has kind of turned into a musical TV show. Fucking love it. It's so fucking good.
What's Josh Gad's a part of that too. From, you know, from everything, the comedian. He was also in, what was it, Frozen? He played the what was it, the snowman?
Who?
Josh Gad.
Who's Josh Gad?
He was, like I said,
I'm kidding. I know who he is. He was on the Book of he was on Broadway, The Book of Mormon.
Yeah. But that dude's awesome.
I'm completely aware.
Where what's the movie that
It's Chapter Two.
What's the show that they announced that has Jason Momoa in it?
I don't know. I saw something for it.
Oh, it's the one where everybody is blind. That looks really good.
Like Sing or some shit?
Yeah, like Sing.
Hmm.
So, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a chance for a month and see what they have. But
I think, because I mean, $4.99, that ain't a bad deal. I wish they would do a bundle with Apple Music. Like, I'm already paying for that, so why not just like throw this?
I wish they would
too.
Bundle it all together for $19.99 a month. Give me everything. Newsstand. TV.
Oh yeah. With that, I was gonna say not for music, because there's music and TV for 12. I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it's two extra bucks than what I'm already paying.
So. Reasonable.
Yeah. You know, we'll see when it comes out. I just wish that they gave more info. Like, they're so secretive. They're like, just like, you're launching in less than 2 months. Like, give us the details of what you're launching with.
Yeah.
Not just your originals that you have in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams has closed a huge $500 million deal to write, produce, and direct for Warner Brothers. He signed a mega deal. This is big. This is real big. His Bad Robot Productions. So, Disney, Apple, and Warner were the top contenders. So
nice.
Yeah.
It's very surprising that Disney didn't win out. I mean, like, he has been, you know, involved with the, you know, the Star Wars movies, and
yeah, it's true. But at the same time, Abrams, it looks like Abrams was comfortable where he was because his Bad Robot production company is sitting on the Warner Brothers lot for the past 13 years.
I don't want to fucking move.
Yeah, he's like, guys, come on. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm real comfy here.
Hey. Good on them. I like what it says here, too, about the new deal. Like, they're saying they're not only going to make movies, but they're going to do TV shows and games. Like, I want to see a Bad Robot game, because I love Bad Robot. I think they were able to do wonderful things, especially with, like, the Mission Impossible series. Like, they were able to really kick ass with that. So, I'm all for this. I would love to see what they can do.
Yeah.
Ratty in the chat asks, would he do DC movies?
The price is
maybe
right.
If the price is right. Now, would he do them, or would Bad Robot be involved in them?
Bad
maybe.
Robot would produce, probably.
Yeah, I could see them being involved that way, but I don't see him directing the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it could always happen.
I'd like to see him do like some of the darker characters, like Lobo or something like that. I think that'd be amazing if he's gonna do the DC first. I think they should give him the more mature stuff. Like, I think he would work very well with that.
I think he should develop a third sci-fi series to kind of compete with Star Wars and Star Trek. That's what's needed.
He could.
The Orville.
The Orville. The Orville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kev, can you hit that movie pass drop, please?
Oh, shit.
Wait, and I should say, for the last time.
No, it's not.
You're right.
Movie pass, you were barely known, and now you're fucking bankrupt. Movie pass. Audio Jungle.
We've got to pay for these fucking drops, guys. What Audio Jungle is going to come at us one day.
They Let them try. We'll just go bankrupt, just like MoviePass.
Yeah, we'll just claim bankruptcy. That's an easy way out.
So MoviePass has announced it's going to shut down, 2 days ago.
Oh, boy. R.I.P.
I bet you they're still up. Can someone check the website? Can we fact check this?
No.
Right as we do it. I bet you their website's still up. But they said, we're done, guys. We're done. It's over. R.I.P.
Oh, no, it's over. You can join a wait list, I guess, if they ever come back. But there's like a huge letter up. MoviePass service disruption. Do you want me to read it?
Please enter your email below if you'd like to be notified if and when the service is restored.
If and when.
Damn it, it's not the last we've seen of them.
Looks like Soulja Boy needs to get in the MoviePass business.
God, if they purchase
Soulja Pass. This needs to happen.
The Soulja Pass.
Plus, Soulja Pass Plus. That's everyone's using the plus these days. Soulja Boy, I'm giving that to you for free. But if you make some money, throw something my way.
Yes. I'm all right with that. I'm signed up. I'm signed up. I'm signed up 4 years in advance.
What it's going to be is just going to be other programs on, like, it's going to be stuff taken from Netflix, stuff taken from Hulu. It's just going to be like ripoffs, like all the other stuff.
And he just dubs every single movie.
With his own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does all the voices.
Yeah.
It's like
and sound effects.
Old episodes of Cheers, and he's like doing Sam Malone or something. He's
like, hey, Norm.
Yeah. Norm, what up, man?
Kev, I mean, I'm sure he can voice act. He's got more range than just what up, man.
I don't know, man. I haven't seen Soulja Boy in many, many years.
Hey, y'all want to feel old real quick?
Oh, update.
Every day.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is now the same age, 38, that Tim Allen was when Home Improvement premiered.
Wow. I'm as old as Tim Allen was in Home Improvement. Fuck me.
Doesn't that make you feel like, man, I've done nothing with my life.
Yeah.
Well, Kev, you should have done more cocaine and gotten arrested.
I know, exactly. Damn it. Too late to start now. Boop, boop.
I was watching an episode of LTAT, the Good Mythical Morning Saturday show, and it's hosted by Stevie. They're like one of the producers, and she's been with them for a number of years, and they're talking about when she graduated high school. Now I know me graduating in 2005 makes y'all feel, she graduated in 2006, so like the year after me. But yeah, here she is like a producer on the show and like super put together, and I'm like, wow, I suck. Wow, I'm a fucking failure, huh?
Man, we've got to show for ourselves is this podcast.
Basically.
Fuck me.
Which is super successful.
Super.
Hey, got me this coffee mug thing with my name on it.
That's right.
Look at that.
You gotta
That's
be thankful awesome. For the things you got. You got a roof over your head, you got a family that you come home to every night.
Yeah, I have two kids to feed. I don't have any time.
You got Borderlands to play.
Yeah. I haven't played it since Friday.
Yeah, you're missing out. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Doug, can I get a sidebar real quick?
Yeah, let's talk for 25 minutes about Borderlands real quick.
Did you get to the Rick and Morty part yet?
Hey.
No.
Oh my god.
No spoils.
Okay, sorry, I won't say anything else. All right, moviegoers. They're demanding fewer trailers before movies. And I like the title because this shit's getting ridiculous. It really is.
30 to 45 minutes of trailers.
Okay. I don't experience that on a normal basis because I go to the Alamo Movie House and they have a hard cap on like three. And they're just like, here you go. All right, let's get right to the movie. And I'm like, thank God. I went to AMC though. And we went to go see a movie because we were staying over near Dallas, and we were like, all right, let's go catch a movie, and we'll go to the AMC. I kid you not, I looked at this woman after 9 trailers, and I went, I'm about done. Like, I'm about to walk out. And then came the 10th trailer, and I just, this is 30 minutes of trailers.
And then you have your, like, Coca-Cola commercial. You know, like they always do that shit. Yeah.
And then I had to piss because I waited so long for the movie to start. I was like, my bladder was set for 2 hours, not 2.5, not 2 hours and 10, 2 hours I allotted for this. So halfway through the movie, I was like, thanks a lot, trailers. You did this to me.
Yeah. I couldn't hold it for It Chapter 2. Since that movie was already like 3 hours and 15 minutes, I couldn't do the trailers too. I was able to hold it through Endgame, but not that. Oof.
Doug, you go to AMC a lot. Do you guys purposely show up late now because of the trailer thing, or you just sit through them and enjoy your icy?
Just sit through them. I mean, I don't think we've ever had 30 minutes worth of trailers. Well, normally it's about 15. I would say it's about 15 minutes of trailers. But I'm one of the rare people who likes watching trailers in the theater.
Oh, I like them too.
Yeah.
No.
Until there's a certain threshold though where I'm just like, get to the fucking movie.
What I don't like is I don't like when they only give you like maybe four or trailers or so, and then there's an additional 10 minutes of commercials for the to drink it, like Kev was saying, like get a Coke and popcorn at the concession stand. Mm-hmm. And here real quick, we're gonna make sure that you know that you need to turn your phone off. Oh, and by the way, did we mention the Coke out front? Oh, it's just like that's where it gets annoying, where it's just like fuck off. Because they'll do some of that, and then they'll do trailers, and they'll do more of that, and then they do like the theater promo stuff, and then they do like the if you're seeing it like an IMAX or Dolby or whatever,
that's what I was just gonna
say. And then another thing of that, and then the movie, and it's just like, oh, fuck me. But when we used to go like see a lot of stuff in 3D, you would get like the stuff the popcorn bullshit, the trailers, a little maybe another like popcorn trailer thing, and then 3D trailers, because then they'd be like, now put your glasses on. 3D trailer, so like another three or four trailers after that, another thing for the 3D get a Coke thing now, and then a thing for the theater in 3D, whatever the IMAX 3D thing or whatever, and then the movie. Yeah. And that's where it was just like, I don't know, we dick around. Like the trailers are the one part of the movie where I'm okay with people talking and making jokes, or catcalling the screen essentially, where it's just like, I don't know, making fun of the stuff.
I don't know. I think
making fun of the shit on the screen or whatever. I don't know. I've told the story before, but we went and saw Avengers. I think we saw a trailer for Solo. This is like last summer, and I'm sitting next to Caleb, and there's a scene in the trailer where Chewie sticks his head out, and then shows the side of the mountain coming at him. In the movie, he gets pulled out of the way. Well, that's not a big thing, but the trailer makes it like, whoop, cut to black. And Caleb was like, spoiler alert, he makes it. And I don't know what it was about the tone in which he said it. It fucking killed me. Like, and so I just spent like the next like two trailers laughing about what because it was just the way he said it so loudly. Like, don't worry, he's fine. It fucking killed me. I don't mind trailers.
Normally I'd be with you, but YouTube has changed that because I've seen these trailers a million times, and so at that point I'm just like,
I avoid trailers typically online unless I know I'm not going to go see a movie anytime soon. But if it's like summer season, I will intentionally not watch a trailer on YouTube because I know I'm going to see it in the theater the next week when I go see whatever Marvel movie's coming out, right? So I'm normally fine with it, and I way prefer seeing the trailer in a theater in the way that God intended them to be seen.
That's true. I mean, you got a point.
Fair enough.
God didn't argue that. To be that way. The Witcher Netflix series has its date leaked. You can enjoy it on December 17th on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
Supposedly.
So after you go see Star Wars, come back and watch Witcher.
So, yeah, I mean, you'll flip-flop. I know you're coming back for it. I know you are. And something that's real sad to me, Josh Gad, we were just talking about him earlier. Do you know who he is, Doug?
No, fill me in.
He's the kid from Frozen, who's the kid. He's the robot. He plays the robot who happens to be dressed as a fucking snowman.
Spoiler
alert. And I say he's a robot because ain't no one walking that distance in snow and in heat and surviving. He's definitely a robot underneath it.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
He was involved in the new Muppets Disney Plus series, and it's been scrapped. I guess there was
already
some...
didn't even get one episode.
Yeah, I guess there was some
tweeted about it.
There was creative differences between everybody, and they walked away from it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, and then if you're Disney Plus, you pull everyone together and a new group together, and you start over because the release date wasn't until sometime in 2020. There's still time to save this and still make it happen. Fuck it. Get, yeah. I don't know, offer one of them more money. Like, hey, you, we like, you can still stay. You stay. Mm-hmm. Get this off the ground and get it going. I don't, this is stupid. This isn't like we canceled a show after one season because it wasn't working. This is just lazy. Especially, again, since they literally just announced this was happening at D23 like 2 weeks ago. 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, so. Here's the problem. So they were working, the team was working directly with the Muppet Studio Vice President, Debbie McClellan, on the project when she departed the Muppet Studios and was replaced by Disney Parks Live Entertainment Senior Vice President. It's a long title. David Lightbody. It's a cool name.
Go on.
And so I guess they just couldn't come to terms, and Lightbody said it had to have offered the trio the opportunity to move forward with it in a new way, but they opted to walk away from the show entirely. So they believed in their concept and in their vision, and I guess Mr. Lightbody didn't.
And again, you go get a new trio and you do this all over again until you get a fucking show that works.
I want a Muppet show. I love Muppets.
Same. Same. It's such a shame that it's such a shame that Disney owns them. It's such a fucking shame.
We haven't gotten shit other than the two movies, and the first one was so fucking magical. And I don't know what happened to the second one, but the first one was like, this is the path. This is what you do. And then the second one was like,
It's not what you do.
It was still good, but it just wasn't the same.
That's how the original movies were too, though. Mm-hmm. The first one was the Muppet movie,
yeah.
And it was like, well, this is really good. And then the second one was like the Great Muppet Caper, and it was mm-hmm. like, what's happening here? and then the third one, I believe that's how it went. And then it was Muppets Take Manhattan.
But that was a good one again.
It was like, oh, it's good again.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah.
And then nothing for a long time, because then they went to the 90s TV show. But then Disney got involved and they did two of what I think are some of the best Muppet movies, and that is
Gonzo Goes Muppet, to Space.
Muppets in Space. Muppets in Space was pretty mediocre. Muppet Treasure Island and the Christmas one,
Christmas Carol.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah. How dare you say mediocre for... I love that movie.
Muppets in Space is pretty bad.
I love Muppets in Space. I loved it. It's terrible, but I loved it.
It was terrible. It was real bad.
Let's get in some video game news because, well, I'd love to report this. GameStop is closing up to 200 stores. The beginning of the end is nigh.
Ah, man, it's rough.
It's not rough. It's gaming. Retail gaming is dead.
I wouldn't say it's dead. The thing is, GameStop went about it after. And like I said, no. Okay. Yes. Brick and mortar physical media is starting to go the way of the dinosaur. I'm not going to deny that. That's easy. I've said that years ago.
We just reported this year that now 90% of video games are purchased digitally.
I mean, yeah. The thing is, GameStop would still be able to turn it around. They could have turned it around had they not been so careless in the last few years on what they were trying to put out there. Because like I said, you know, every time you walk into a GameStop, 90% of the store now is ThinkGeek, and then there's like 10% games. So you could see why they turned GameStop into fucking Spencer's without the dildos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think that's their problem, Kev.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, like I said,
enough of other things to try and sell because they're not selling video games. People aren't buying physical copies anymore.
Their problem is upper management. Like I said, a lot of the people that had a lot of innovative ideas back in 2010, 2011, they all left the company. And yeah.
I'm not saying that that's not a problem. What I'm saying is I don't think them turning their stores into a ThinkGeek store is what put the nail in the coffin. Yeah. I think what put the nail in the coffin was the fact that they were unreal. Like, they didn't want to sell digital codes to stuff because all they care about is the resale value of shit. Mm-hmm. And that's where the problem, that's where it happened. Because, yeah. Man, I'm yeah, I'm gonna get my games online. I'm not gonna go if I'm going to a GameStop. Yeah, I'm not going in there to buy a game. I'm gonna go in there and buy some pop figures. Like that to me was a smart move on their part to try and like save themselves, and it failed horribly. I mean, it did. Because
I mean, you could still go into a GameStop and it's lined with games. Like the walls are covered with games. It's the middle of the middle of the stores are now all figures and ThinkGeek and stuff like that. But you know, that's not gonna pay the bills when you have $10 pops, $5 action figures, you have Pokemon cards that sell for $3. Like they're used to selling $60 games and $40 used games and making a massive profit off of it.
Yeah. And again, especially when you can get all those pops and stuff, even if it's like an exclusive, you know, Amazon, or I mean, you can walk into a Walmart or a Target or Walgreens and buy some of this shit too. Mm-hmm. So it's like their competition went from not just, I mean, online sales, obviously, but then as well as like, well, what's filled with nerdy shit so these nerds will buy something? Well, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, maybe they'll come to the store and spend $12 on that pop, or they'll find it on Amazon for $9.99 and buy it there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah. Also, I wonder how much of this, like how many of these 200 stores are close to other stores? Because back when GameStop bought EB Games, there was a lot of times where you'd have a GameStop on one street, and then like two streets down, you'd have another either EB Games or GameStop converted. And it's like they had so many locations that were so close to each other that it was cannibalizing their sales. Blockbuster had that problem. Starbucks, I guess they never had that problem because everyone loves fucking coffee. But Blockbuster definitely had that problem.
Yeah,
and so everyone cannibalizing sales. I mean, that's on them. You know, like when I was, I think at their peak, they had over 5,000 stores. So I mean, I could see 200 closing if it's going to be like stores in close proximity to others. So that way it doesn't kill all their competition. But the thing is, they're already strung out so thin as it is. Like, I don't even know how they're going to
They're down 14%, and they had a net loss of $32 million in its second quarter. So it's the writing's on the wall. We will see GameStop in a different way. Whether that be they close down most of their stores, they have a few locations open, and they remodel those to become something modern and, you know, try to pull people in. But I see this kind of like those GameStop is trying to be kind of like those land centers that never really work anymore. You know, there's a ton of people who, you know, they open it. They think that people are going to come in because it's got gaming that you can try out, go with your friends and hang out. But people are like, I can just do that from the office at home. I don't need to go somewhere.
Hey, so. I mean, you got a point. It's just, I mean, GameStop had a chance to get ahead of it. And like I said, it's just a lot of their management, they didn't listen to them and they left the company. And here we are.
I mean, that generally, I mean, those people at the top can see the writing on the wall before anybody else. And so that's, they usually jump ship, like Blockbuster as well. You know, like, upper management could probably see like, hey guys, something's happening here. We got to change. And then they're like, nah, we'll ride this out. And they're like, okay, I gotta go then. Like, I'm not gonna sync with you.
Blockbuster in 2006. They're like, fuck Redbox. And then all of a sudden they had Blockbuster Blue Box or whatever.
Also the streaming as well. Like they were just like, money's not in streaming.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I feel also about GameStop. You know, they don't see the possible threat of like, online sales as well as like game streaming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that definitely as like, we're not, you know, it's kind of like the dude from Microsoft recently that was like, yeah, game streaming's not there yet. And it's like, bro, I agree with you. You need to watch out because that's nipping at your heels, man.
Coming up quick. Yep. Don't get struck down.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big, this is a very touchy subject because there's a big group of people online who are throwing their fists in the sky, screaming at they will never join Epic and they'll never download it because how dare they open a store and offer people really great compensation and and paying for people to finish games, and how dare they guarantee sales. I hate them. I'm sticking with Steam because Steam has a forum. And achievements.
And achievements. Yeah, hold on. It's been that's the killer. Thorn in my side recently.
It's a ridiculous argument that people are making. While, yes, Epic lacks in major features, it is by no means a terrible place to buy games. It's a great place to buy games where you're seeing a company support these big, these big game companies by giving them a bigger cut. And then on top of that, they're signing exclusive deals. People are like, oh, we hate these exclusive deals. But you don't see what's behind the exclusive deals. All you see is, oh, it's not going to be on Steam. And
it won't go next to my, in the case of Borderlands, next to my Borderlands 1 and 2 and my pre-sequel.
And I'm going to wait 6 months before buying the game because that's the real release date.
Yeah. Nobody
made a big deal when Origin opened their store and started selling exclusively to them. To themselves. And
I did.
And well, yeah, you did. But no, everybody got past that. Nobody's getting past
that. Nobody.
So these exclusive deals, people are just raising their hands and like, fuck these companies and everything. But what you don't see is the fact that indie companies have a really hard time getting back to in the black. You know, they operate in the red. They do this in their spare time a lot of the times. You know, they're small companies who can't afford a lot of people. And Epic is coming in and saying, listen, we'll pay for your development, and we'll also guarantee your sales up to a certain amount. So you'll make your money back, and you'll be able to continue to run your company. How is that a bad thing? And these developers are saying, how do I turn that down? I'm not. They're guaranteeing my sales. So even if they didn't sell, I'm still making money. And the gamer's like, I can't have it in my inventory on another. Like, get over yourself. You're not that important. Like, these people have to make a living. And the way they're going to do it is by going to Epic. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, it's because of the fact that it's being reported that Steam indie game sales are down 70% compared to last year. And that's coming from
VG247.
Yeah, and so that's coming. Publisher No More Robots put together some estimated based on their years of experience dealing with Steam data. And you can pull the document, pulls data from public Steam figures such as review activity, group numbers, and other data points that cross-reference information. And so a lot of games went into this this kind of study here. There was only 170 games that were left out you can go through and you can find this report, but the report found that games priced $10 or less sold 1,000 copies in the first year, compared to 2,500 copies for $16 to $20 games and 5,000 copies for games at 21 or above. The average and least semi-marketed game on Steam currently makes roughly $16,000 revenue across 1,500 units in its first years of sales. Can you imagine? $16,000 is the revenue that you make, and you're getting bitched at because you're taking an exclusive deal from Epic.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta
buy my game, then, motherfuckers.
Right.
Unless you're a single person developer, even then, it's not going to be worth it for that money. Unless you're going to have, because think of how much time these developers pour into these games. Is $16,000 as a revenue worth it? You know, it's
so
really not.
It's crazy, and that's why I don't bitch, and that's why I don't complain. And yes, it'd be nice if it's as a first world problem. It'd be nice if Epic updated more regularly and focused on it. But it's a game launcher. It launches content for me. I don't need it to do much more. I don't need help guides. I can find those online. I have a friends list. I don't need, everyone is bitching about having a, what's the biggest thing that they complain about? Not having a basket. So you can't buy multiple games at the same time. Who? Boo. Fucking who? Like, how hard is it to go click buy? All right, well, I guess I'll go back and buy the other game. How many games are you buying at a time?
I can't defend that one. I buy a lot of games. I'm stupid.
All at once.
I mean, especially during Steam sales, I've bought five or six
right,
games.
Right. But Steam sales,
or in an Epic sale, or an Epic sale when the Epic had their sale. Remember where they were like cutting everything like $10 off of everything?
Yeah. I bought two games off there. You know how much time it took me to go back and just buy a second game? It's not that big of a deal, Kev.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not making it a big deal. I'm just saying I'm playing the other side here. But I mean, I like Epic Games, and the thing is, like what I was saying about, in the case of Borderlands 3, I added Borderlands 3 on my Steam. Like, you can add it just as a non-game or whatever, or add it as like a non-Steam game. So it fits in there with my other stuff. You get the Steam icon and everything, and I can still launch it from like my Steam link, and I have no like connectivity issues. So I'm happy with it. I don't care. I think PC players are new to the exclusivity game, especially with launchers. You know, like consoles, we got that shit all the time where it was like, it's only going to be on PlayStation. It's only going to be on Xbox. In this case, it's only going to be on Epic instead of, it's only going to be on Origin. And once again, you have this kind of like pride, I guess. You know, you're always going to have these people, you know, Steam rules, everything else sucks. And it's like, why? I don't know, because I have Steam and I don't have the other one. That's why Steam rules, you know? And so I think there's that. There's that competition of like, it's a weird, like, that's my team, so I'm going to go to bat for them, even though there's other things out there and there's no benefit to it. I mean, in the end, we're all paying to be fans of stuff. Like, if you love something, pay for it. If you don't, then don't. Capitalism.
Hey.
I did a little hand raise there.
All right. What else do we have here before we leave? Discord will be removing games from its Nitro subscription service in October. So if you purchase Nitro, now all you have left is gifts.
Yay. No, you get exclusivity, like kind of like what Twitch Prime, like how they do that.
I know, Kev. I'm just saying that was a big selling point, was that you get a whole bunch of games, but I guess nobody's playing them.
Yeah, because they're getting a whole bunch of games from everyone else. The Twitch launcher, the Epic launcher, they're giving you games showing up.
Yeah, for free. Then you got the Xbox subscription service for $5 a month if you were a early subscriber, which I was. And I am, and I still subscribe.
Well, the Xbox one is great.
Doug got in on that too.
It's fantastic.
I don't think he did. No, he's shaking his head on an audible.
You're missing out on Gears of War 5 and soon to be Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds is going to be available on there.
Yeah, I mean, I may, you know, whatever, do like a month for that game, but like, don't care about Gears of War. Don't care about that series at all.
No.
Yeah, I sat there and it was like, do you want to install the greatest game ever? And I was like, nah. I hit the no button.
Minecraft. Yeah, I mean, also, I'm also, you know, Borderlands. I'm not playing anything else. Get the fuck out of here.
Speaking of Borderlands.
What?
Speaking of Borderlands.
Hey, limit this to like 5 minutes, guys.
Janet's going to hate you forever. Borderlands 3 has launched with a ton of issues on PC and on console. People are raising hell.
Because I guess they're all new to video game launches.
Yeah. This is not a new thing anymore. Games all ship with issues, and we don't really get a real release anymore. We get a game that we're the beta testers. And we point out the problems, and then they fix them. And then we get a big patch, and everything is fine for the most part. So if you want to have a perfect game launch, just wait a month. You can get the updates, and then you can play the game. But it runs fine for me. I dip below 60 frames on maybe every once in a while, like if I enter a new area, but then it goes right back up to over 60. So
I've had a couple of hiccups here and there, but nothing that's been like
game breaking or like even experience breaking. Where it's like, oh, well, fuck this, this is stupid. It's just, it hasn't been bad. It hasn't been consistent. But, you know, I also think like we're running like really good rigs. So I don't know if that has something to do with it too.
Yeah, I can see someone like Kevin having a real hard time.
Yes, on my broken rig. No, I haven't had any. Then again, I have not played it since because I was out of town. So I didn't run into any problems that night. I would say the only thing is, and this has been a Borderlands since day one, even with their old engine, their texture pop-ins. Like when you start a new game. Or when you jump into a new area, the textures look like absolute dog shit for like the first 15 seconds because they're still rendering in. But other than that,
oh,
I haven't.
Kev, mine's only 3 seconds.
Oh, fuck the fuck off.
I haven't even noticed, man.
No, that's so good. It's so good.
The one thing I did see, like I came home today and Debbie was playing on Xbox and they hit this thing where sometimes this would happen where you go to look at something and it will show the bubble of like the stats. And then you turn away and it would still stay on your screen until you check the next one.
No, mine is that the bubble isn't in full sight and you have to scroll the window up. You have to look up in order to see the full stats.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen to me. Yeah.
I haven't had that happen. One of the weird things is that sometimes the D-pad, to like switch between some stuff, sometimes doesn't work.
You're like, hey,
using the D-pad for this. I'm trying to go mouse and keyboard.
And so, like, I'll hit, like, yeah, back, and then open it again, and it'll work fine. It's just, like, for whatever reason, like, sometimes it's, like, doesn't recognize that, like, oh, you did a thing. But if I switch to mouse and keyboard, like, and that works fine. But, yeah, the controller is just kind of, like, just occasionally when I'm looking at, like, my inventory and stuff, and I'm trying to compare weapons, and I'm like, all right, move on to the next one. Piece of shit. But it's, again, not I mean, I realize that, you know, an update patch is going to be coming soonish and hopefully shit like that'll be fixed and well whatever, I'll keep playing. It hasn't ruined the game for me in the slightest.
Yeah. Nintendo has sued a ROM sharing site for at least $2 million. So Freddy over at ROM Universe, he's like, fuck, I ain't got $2 million.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even make a lot of money off of ads on this site. Now ain't nobody using that many ROMs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who thought that was a good idea to try to sell ROMs when they specifically, like, I thought that was like an unwritten rule, not an unwritten, pretty much like, why, especially the ROMs. I don't know. It blows my mind that people try to sell this shit.
The fact that Nintendo is still going after people on a ROM sharing site is ridiculous. We all subscribe to Nintendo Online for $20 a month. You're giving ROMs for free. Like, yeah. Who cares? Not for free. 20 bucks.
But yeah, no, I get why Nintendo's doing it in a way.
I do too. Yeah.
They're just trying to protect their brand.
Of course.
Because, you know, the Nintendo's really, I would, out of all the video games, the most pride comes from Nintendo. And I think they still care about games that came out in the 80s getting fucking pirated.
That's because they can resell them every year.
Yeah, exactly. They can throw them on their own services, though. So they see what's going on. They're like, fuck y'all, what you're charging for ROMs, we'll charge for ROMs. So it's, you know, it's, I could see what they're doing there, but it's funny that like I said, this, if you're gonna make a service like this, you can't charge for it. You can't expect to make money off of it because that's completely illegal. You know, back in the day of MU Paradise, even MU Paradise didn't survive because of Nintendo, but they had it for free. You know, you just had to click through a bunch of ads, but you got, you know, your ROMs for free. And it was supposed to be the way of the internet because if you owned a physical copy of it, you were entitled to download a ROM. That's how people got away with it. But
they're charging $30 a year to get unlimited downloads of new and old Nintendo games.
Yeah.
They gone. They're going to get shut the fuck down.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
And then lastly, before we leave, the UK officials are calling for loot boxes to be regulated like gambling, and it's about damn time.
Good.
Now, if this happens, you're going to see it happen. Well, government in the US runs really slowly, so if this happens, carry the
next console generation.
Bring the divide this.
Oh, that's too soon, Kev.
Yeah, that's way too soon. In 15 years, it'll change in the U.S. after this passes. No, but it will change initially because you already see companies still doing it. Like Epic is changing their ways that they do it. Now you could just buy things directly instead of a loot box. When they purchased Rocket League, Rocket League announced that they're changing their loot box system. They no longer have them. And it's, I think that's the way it'll go. I think loot boxes will go away at some point. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to go the way of like Fortnite and Call of Duty Black Ops, where you earn it, where instead of like random drops, you earn.
You mean
the
like a regular video game used to be?
Yeah,
All right, that's our show. I hope that you enjoyed it, everybody. And if you want to, you can stick around right here on the stream. We're going to answer a couple questions before we have to go and record a whole bunch of other stuff again. Kev, stop leaving town. I'm so tired on Tuesdays because of you.
Yeah, stop losing power and stuff on the weekends. It is totally out of your control.
Yeah,
yeah, for real. Can you please roll a 20 instead of a 1 on life? Yeah. Thank you.
Seriously.
All right, until next week, I am Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.